There's also some other character traits that are really nice with these dogs. One of them is trainability. Some dogs want to train. And it's nice, but there's also everything's got a dark side to it. A dog who is super highly trainable, and particularly one that everybody here is a dog enthusiast, so you're not bringing me a dog that's just a clean slate. They're all going to have histories, and it's all going to be about training. You all have done something different. But one thing you've done is you've centered the dog's life around you. So the independence that we can get through prey drive is going to be super important, because we need them to focus on that. So if they're super trainable but have prey drive, high prey drive is not a problem. If they have low prey drive and they're super trainable and you've done a lot of training, I will promise you, you're going to have some battles to deal with to have an independent searching dog and indicating dog. I promise. And that's just a thing that we have to understand and train for. It's not wrong, it's not right, it just is what it is. So as we go through these progressions, you'll see different things. I'll try to explain it by asking history questions of the handlers and let them know, here, these are some things you might look forward to. Right? Training challenges. If you take them as training challenges and not training problems, they're a lot more fun to deal with. All right? So I approach it that way. So trainability is really important. The other thing is, I like a dog who has high play drive. Now, what's play drive? Play drive is really defined by something very special, and that is the dog wants physical contact with the handler. That's play drive. Doesn't mean there's an object involved, although generally in our culture we add an object as a conduit to that. And there are some dogs that will play a nice game of tug of war. They have crap for prey drive, but they like to play. So it's been conditioned for them to do that. A lot of times when you look at a dog like that, you make the mistake of thinking they've got prey drive, and they really don't. And you push your training in the wrong direction because of it. So you have to be able to identify that. The other thing is pack drive. Pack drive is social contact, not physical contact, but social contact. And so we all have observed this. Certain dogs will be over the next horizon if you let them, and other dogs can't leave you. They're circling you all the time. The one that's circling you has a high pack drive. Sometimes they won't get more than 20 feet away from you. And it's not because you taught them that, it's because that's who they are. I had a patrol dog who, without the miracle of Tritronics, would be in the next county in 5 minutes if I didn't have that ability. All right, he had no pack drive, and very little play drive, and he was gone. He was a great police dog, a really great police dog, but that was something I had to manage. If you identify it, you can manage it. So whenever we're doing things, if I say something about your individual dog, and I think he insulted my dog. No, I'm identifying things in your dog that we have to identify so you can train your dog. Don't be too emotional about stuff. All right? I have a dog, sits in my house, sits in my lap, watches TV with me. He is unruly. He's poorly trained. I don't know what I could train him for. He's a miniature bull terrier. And I enjoy the hell out of him. All right? So if you enjoy dogs and you enjoy your dog, that's what matters. But I also know if I were to take that terrier and start training him for scent work, I would have to design something to fit him. And it wouldn't be what works with my German Shepherd dogs. I'd have to adjust. So when I say we have to do this with your dog because it's not that there's something wrong with your dog, it's we've identified that we have to take a different path.